Hey guys, I hope you had the chance to check out our Made for More documentary when it hit theaters throughout North America. But if you didn't, guess what? It's on Amazon Prime right now. So if you have been wanting to watch this movie, and I know some of you were not able to see it the first time, or maybe you need to see it for like the 10th time, you gotta get over there, girl. You have got to check it out. I promise it will light a fire in your soul and inspire you into what you're gonna do next. But in the meantime, here's a little sneak peek.
Welcome to the Rise Podcast. I'm Rachel Hollis, and I've built a multi-million dollar media company with a high school diploma and a Google search bar. Each week, we'll be sharing tangible, direct advice or inspiring interviews with the same intention. These are the tools to change your life.
And I'll tell you a couple things that I believe really deeply about achieving a goal. And a lot of this is in the new book, so it's fresh on my mind right now. But one of the things I believe absolutely is that you can chase one thing at a time. One thing. Anybody, and I promise you, I don't say this disrespectfully, but anyone who tells me, I'm like, oh, what are you into? And they're like, well, I'm a writer, but I also sing, but I'm also maybe going to design a line of culottes, and I'm going to, one thing. You can do them all in the course of your lifetime, but I believe to be very effective with the time you have, you need to choose one thing. There is so much more power when you put your energy behind one goal. So imagine a lake, and you pick up a handful of pebbles and you drop them in the water. Because you've got so many pebbles, it definitely disturbs the surface of the water, but it doesn't do very much damage. But if you have a boulder and you throw that into the middle of the lake, the effect, not only does it make a bigger splash, but the ripple effect spread out for miles. What is the one thing that you could focus on right now that if you did it, it would make everything else easier, quicker, faster? It would exponentially take you there more quickly. So let me explain. If I was trying to write my very first book, I can make a list of 100 things that I should do. I should find an agent. I should send out query letters, like Anna said. I should research. I can make a list of 50 things, and that's what we do a lot. Anyone brainstormers? You like to brainstorm? You like to get together with your friends and dream of possibilities, and I think that's amazing. But have you ever brainstormed and brainstormed and brainstormed and never actually done anything? Yes? We're real good at that, right? We can dream of all the possibilities, but when we see that huge list, it overwhelms us and we don't know where to go. So I want you, when you get back home, I want you to make a list. I like to call it a possibilities list. I want you to make a list of every single thing you could possibly do that would take you closer to that goal. And then you're gonna look at the list and you're gonna ask yourself, out of all of these things, what is the one thing I could do right now that will get me there faster? So if I wanna write a book, if I wanna publish a book, there's 50 things I could write down on a possibilities list. But what do you think the one thing is that will get me there faster? Writing the book, right? We'll do all of that work. We'll research, we'll Google, we'll talk to people. We're like, we're working on it, and we're not actually getting anywhere. And then we give up on the things. We're like, it's taking too long. It's not taking too long. You're maybe just not using your time and your resources wisely. So you're gonna figure out your one thing, and you're gonna start there. So now you've got this list. Here's all the stuff I have to do. These are the stepping stones. This is your roadmap, all right? And here's how you figure out your roadmap. You're like, well, what order do I put it in? What's the easiest thing to do right now? Right now. You're like, I'm gonna practice speaking. Okay, I don't have anywhere that I can publicly speak right now. I'm like, oh yeah, you do. How's your local senior citizens home? How's your MOPS group? Put a video camera up, put it on YouTube. Practice over and over and over. These are tangible steps I can take right now that take me one step closer to this goal. Let's say that your goal is that you want to run a marathon. Anyone want to run a half marathon, your first half marathon? I really feel like, side note, we should do this as a tribe, but that's a whole other thing. So you want to run a half marathon. That's just the easiest roadmap I can think of. You start at 13 miles, and you work your way backwards, right? I got to run a 1 mile without dying. Once I do that, I've got to run 2 miles without dying. It's the same thing with every single step. You're just going to create the stepping stones that get you closer to your goal. The crazy thing, too, is that when I say this to people, they're like, well, you said you could only focus on one thing, but then you also told us we needed to take care of our health and drink water and make sure our house is clean. Here's what I know for sure. When you go all in, when you focus in on your dreams and your goals, that, I keep using this analogy, but that tide makes all the boats in the harbor rise. When the tide comes in, everything goes up. When you start really, like, I honestly don't know how to, like, work towards a goal and also not be motivated in other areas of my life. But you're going to focus in on one thing. So when I say you got to choose one thing and go all in, I don't mean that you let everything else fall by the wayside. But I do mean that if my son is struggling in school, he's having behavioral issues and I'm getting called to the principal's office all the time, if he's struggling in that way, if I'm trying to show up for him and I'm trying to write a book simultaneously, everything's gonna suck. Nothing's gonna get done well. So you have to follow your heart about what matters most right now, this season, and put everything into that. Now, in the beginning, the first steps of your roadmap are easy, right? Because you're like, okay, I'll try these three things. But as you keep moving forward, you get to a spot in the road, you're like, I don't know how to get an agent. I'm going with books. I don't know how to get an agent. I don't know how to do that. You're gonna make another possibilities list. Right here. And the best way that I know how to do this is to freeform, don't question yourself. You're just like, okay, I need to get an agent. What is everything I can think of to do right now? I'm gonna call my cousin because he knows someone who works in publishing. Sure, it's in printing, but I bet there's a way. I'm gonna Google everything. I'm gonna go to the library. I'm gonna read books. I'm gonna reach out to my 15 favorite authors. I'm gonna ask them. I'm gonna Google again. I'm gonna go on YouTube. I'm just make a crazy list. And now you have these little mini baby stepping stones at your spot in the road. Does that make sense? You're gonna devote 1 hour a day. 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, to this goal. 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, minimum. And people get so pissed off at me when I say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. If you don't have an hour for yourself, you don't have a life. If you can't find 1 hour in your day to do something for yourself, we have bigger problems and we need to dig into that. 5 a.m. or whatever that looks like for you. If you can't get up an hour earlier, maybe you do it after the kids go to sleep. I love hearing the women talk about that. But like, oh, how do you do all these? Crap, we stay up late and we get up early and we work really freaking hard. Whatever your thing is, even if you're not in business, even if that's not something that appeals to you, you're gonna have to work really freaking hard to be the kind of woman that you wanna be. Are you in? 5 days a week. Y'all better DM me. You better tag me in some photos. Like, look at me. Here's my hour. Here it is. I'm working on my thing. If you just did that, I'm curious how many people in this room right now will honestly say 5 days a week, 1 hour, at least they're working on their thing. Yes. Yes, queens. Yes. What does more look like for you? If you're working on it 1 hour and that's not working, what does 2 hours look like? What is three? What is part-time? How much time do you have, guys? How much time can you devote to becoming the person that you want to be? When I stand on stage and I talk about this idea of, can you give me 1 hour a day? Can you give me 5 days a week? Can you give me 5 hours a week of your life? The question is, what is the most important right now to use that time for? There are seasons in my life where that time needed to be used on my family or with my children, and there are seasons of life where I use my 5 hours or my 10 hours to write a book. The other thing that I'd really encourage you to do is I do it on Sundays. You can do it on Mondays. You can choose any week, but I like the beginning of a week because it makes me feel strong and focused, is check in with yourself. How's this going? Is it working? And you have to make hard decisions. You have to decide for yourself that this dream is worth fighting for. But I believe in what it can be. So if you are someone and you're chasing a dream or you're building a business and you have this belief about what it can be in your life, you have to chase it and you have to go hard. And you have to go all in. And you have to believe that your dreams are worth fighting for. Because it's not going to be easy. You're dreamers. You wouldn't be here if you weren't a dreamer like me. So I'm going to tell you that whatever it is you're chasing, you're going to get back home, and maybe in a week or 2 weeks or a month, it's all going to come crashing down and you're going to wonder how in the world you ever felt like you could fly, because you're buried under a mountain of laundry and children and toilet paper and just receipts and bills and whatever. And you remember 2 weeks. And what you're going to do, if you haven't learned well this weekend, is you're going to think, I need to go back to Rise, or I need to go to something else that's going to fire me up again. Don't fall for that lie. I hope to God you want to come to every event that we put on that's near you. But girls, don't fall for that lie that you need this or you need me to be who you are. It is like Dorothy and the ruby slippers, man. You have always had the power inside you. You just have to realize that it's there. And you're never going to believe it if you don't just throw yourself into the deep end. I hope that this weekend, I know we still have a dance party, but I hope that this weekend is everything that you imagined it could be. It's beyond what I imagined it could be. Beyond. And I'm so proud and excited, and I cannot wait to see what we do next. Love y'all.
In our relationship, I am 100% the practical, pragmatic, sometimes chained to reality person, and Rachel, as a great balance of my pragmatism, is the dreamer.
I have one more story. I'm gonna just cry this whole time. I had this idea a year ago, because I'm such a nerd and I just love movies with dance numbers so bad.
In this Rise buildup, as much as I have participated in plenty of planning conversations, there are very few things that I've had an opinion on because it's not my strength. The only thing, I mean, this is the craziest thing, but one of the only things that I really had an opinion on was the value of a finale.
And I've seen Pitch Perfect and Sister Act 2. And I was like, wouldn't it be amazing if we had a finale?
I know how much my wife would want to, in the trying to execute a finale, do it in a way that would require a lot of practice and a lot of time for this team. So when she came up with this idea, hey, I've got a great idea, let's do this big old finale, my immediate reaction, and I stifled it for like 2.4 minutes because I didn't want to be a jerk, was absolutely not.
And because I was nervous and because I had fear, just like you have fear, I let someone give me an excuse. I let someone speak into the exact place of fear, all the things that I was worried about, and I decided, okay, we're not gonna have a finale. It's gonna be an epic weekend. It'll be amazing. And I went on with my life. But I couldn't get it off my heart.
You know, like a big, huge part of this entire weekend is my wife talking about the idea that no one gets to tell you how big your dreams can be.
If you have something you can't stop thinking about, that is the universe telling you what to chase. And it doesn't matter if your dreams make sense to other people, they're your dreams. And nobody is ever gonna care about them as much as you do, not even the people who love you most in the world. So you have to decide that you are in control of your dreams.
Dave, you, even you, my best friend, you don't get to tell me, the dreamer, how big my dreams can be.
And so we're gonna end this not like anybody else, not like any other conference, but like how I would do it. Because this isn't his dream. This isn't your dream. This is me.
Hey y'all, we should hang out on more than just this podcast. Which means that the next time you're on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, be sure and type Rachel Hollis into the search bar and check out all the fun things we have going on your favorite platform.